I have been pretty busy lately. I've got a wife who needs a green card, and a little boy who needs stabbed with a million vaccines or else he can't go to school. Yeah, apparently Vietnam doesn't have the stringent protocol that we do here in the States. So I haven't had much time to do any serious reading lately. And because of that, I thought it might be fun to do like a deep dive into a character that I like a lot, that many people don't know much about or nothing about at all. Mostly because they think he's pretty stupid and not worth the time. Welcome back to The Comics That We Love, a show where I sit down with a guest each week to take our favorite stories in comics and dissect what makes them great. Sometimes the creators themselves will join in and help us understand their process and how they attack their work. I am your underutilized superhero who becomes a famous actor and podcast host, Zach McCrary. This week, we're taking a look at the impactful life of Mr. Simon Williams, a.k.a. Wonder Man. I grew an appreciation for this character in the early 2000s, and honestly, that deepened during my research for this episode. I hope that by the end of it, when someone says the name Wonder Man, you won't immediately think, lame, but maybe instead be like, he's cool, or at least just think, he's meh. So let's dive in, shall we? Without further adieu, it's time for the wondrous life of Wonder Man. Oftentimes in comics, characters come along that have something about them that makes them just easy to toss away and pay no attention to, especially those from the early era of superheroes. There were a lot of spaghetti noodles thrown against the wall that just didn't stick, but one such noodle, thrown by some of the most important names in Marvel Comics, was a character named Simon Williams, aka Wonder Man. When I first heard of Wonder Man, I had a reaction that I'm sure many of you did as well. I gave a quick look, and I thought, D-list Avenger, uninteresting, a character who was created by Marvel just to steal the name Wonder Man before DC could snag it. I'm sure there's some truth to that last sentiment, but I was completely wrong about Wonder Man as a whole. He's been around for a long time in the history of the Marvel 616, been part of many teams and stories, and has been through a lot as a hero and as a person. And if you take the time to do a little digging, you'll find that Simon Williams' history is just as deep and intricate as his Avengers peers. For me, the first time I ever found myself interested in the character of Wonder Man was during a series that I've touted many times on my podcast. It was just after Avengers vs. X-Men and the Unity Squad was put together in Uncanny Avengers, a melding of X-Men and Avengers members into one team to sow peace amongst the two titanic teams within the 616 universe and to put on a good PR front to show the unity of mutant and human. And this was all at the behest of the Wasp and Sunfire that Wonder Man joins the team, but not as an active hero fighting villains on the battlefield. No, he joined as a voice, a face for the team. Simon wished to use his oratory skills to be a PR person for the squad, and during this run he also would rekindle an old flame with the Scarlet Witch and allowed Rogue to literally absorb him, becoming trapped inside of her so as to be able to defeat the Celestial Executioner. That book changed my view of Simon Williams as a character. It made me curious to know more of what came before for him, and boy, there was a lot. Created in 1964 by Stan Lee, Jack Kirby, and Don Heck, what a row of names, He debuted in the Avengers number 9. Yeah, dude has been around almost as long as the Avengers have been a team. The story was that Simon's father had a company called Williams Innovations, making munitions and other armaments. And when his father dies, Simon inherits all of it, just in time to watch it crumble next to its competitor, the behemoth known as Stark Industries. Simon takes the advice of his brother Eric and decides that if the company is sinking, they should grab up what they can and abandon ship. So Simon attempts to embezzle money, gets caught, and winds up in jail. Now, seemingly penniless and without hope, Simon is surprised when his bail is paid and he is released. Turns out, it was the Enchantress, and she has a proposal. I got you released because we have a common enemy, Tony Stark. If you're willing to infiltrate the Avengers and help us take them down from the inside, my friend Baron Zemo will give you unimaginable powers and will destroy them from within. At an emotional low point, Simon agrees and allows Zemo to bombard his body with ionic rays that bequeath him with strength that would go on to be said later to rival that of Thor, and much later after that, that of the century. The first costume is very of the time and kind of dumpy, mostly green with black and red highlights. To be able to fly, he has these tiny rockets on his belt. Just give him flight, guys. Just give him flight. It would have been less hokey. Look at me. Look at me talking to legends in the comics industry like I know crap compared to them. Eventually, he does just get flight because he's made of ionic energy. But anyway, continuing on. So the plan is that Wonder Man will meet and befriend the Avengers, weasel his way onto the team, and then betray them at a key moment during an altercation with Baron Zemo's clique, the aptly named Masters of Evil. Zemo also mentions, like, by the way, getting hit with those rays did a number on your body, and you will die without taking regular doses of this serum I've created. So don't think about skipping out or betraying me. Typical villain stuff. A careful what you wish for situation. So of course, when the trap gets sprung, Simon realizes that what he's doing is wrong and that the Avengers accepted him and welcomed him to the team. And so in saving them from the Masters of Evil, he himself seemingly dies due to severe lack of serum, and Wonder Man gets himself a Boromir moment. This wouldn't be the end for Simon, of course. No one stays dead in comics for too long. His brother Eric would blame the Avengers for the death of his sibling and become a supervillain called Grim Reaper, whom I'm sure many of you are quite aware of. That character has had an interesting story all his own, but only plays a part in Wonder Man's tale, since they're siblings. He eventually finds that Simon didn't die. He's been suspended in animation, and his brain waves were actually stored in a computer, and his body was preserved until some way could be devised to bring Wonder Man back to life. I hope someone does that for me someday. This is how the link between Wonder Man and Vision would come about, if you weren't aware of this. So, of course, everyone's favorite robotic Avenger was originally created by mad creation of Hank Pym, Ultron. And Ultron actually used those brainwaves of Simon Williams to give consciousness to Vision. So, in a weird way, Vision is sort of Wonder Man 2.0, or they're sort of brothers. It's a weird thing, because I think Vision's body was actually also created kind of using the original Human Torch. So he's like half the original Human Torch and Simon Williams Wonder Man. It would get really weird sometimes, especially since Scarlet Witch has had relationships with both of them. So, you know, that's like going after two brothers. Anyway, go ahead and figure that one out yourselves. Anyway, it's not long after this that Marvel gets sued by DC over Wonder Man. They say that Wonder Man is too close to Wonder Woman, and that DC had created a Wonder Man character years earlier, but it was with a hyphen in the name. So Marvel let Wonder Man stay dead, just to, you know, not have to spend a lot of money. But then, DC created Power Girl, and Stan Lee was like, hey,
We have Power Man. That seems hypocritical, Spider Friend. Screw you. We're bringing back Wonder Man.
This is when the reveal that Vision is sort of Wonder Man happens, thanks to Grim Reaper's reveal to him. The full-on resurrection of Simon Williams happens when Kang the Conqueror makes him part of his undead army for an issue of the Avengers. He's also revived as a zombie or a zomboy or something like that by his brother Grim Reaper and Black Talon. And after this, Wonder Man is pretty weak but alive and eventually is used as a pawn to attack the Avengers again by the living laser. But then when that fails miserably, it brings him back to full form and we get our Wonder Man back. I have a question. Do you like the comics that we love? Do you want to support it and keep the fires burning? You can do so over at patreon.com/TCTWL. There's just one tier, folks. $5 a month. For less than a caramel macchiato at Starbucks, you'll get ad-free versions of the show, reviews of comic-related media like movies, TV, and games. There's also the post-credits scene where my guests and I continue our conversation with no filter and less of a format. Also, some of our goals. If we hit 10 patrons, I'll be starting up a brand new podcast focused completely on the Krakoan era of X-Men as a Patreon exclusive. And if we hit 15 or more, I'll be doing monthly giveaways of one of the comics that have appeared on the show. All that, 5 smackaroos, patreon.com/TCTWL. But even if you can't give, your continued support of the show through listening and telling your friends about it is still very much appreciated. Thank you, and now back to Wonder Man. And this is when Simon's story starts to get interesting, if that wasn't interesting enough for you. He has some run-ins with his brothers Vision and Grim Reaper, and the shift happens where we find out that Simon isn't a normal man anymore. He's actually made up entirely of ionic energy. Those blasts from Zemo didn't just make him super strong, they changed his entire makeup. So, like, dude is a being of pure energy. Like, his eyes have turned red, and it's messing up his job offers in Hollywood. We'll get to that. He doesn't yet realize just what that means, and so for a while, Simon is super claustrophobic. I mean, if you were almost dead and stuffed in a chamber to keep your body alive for years while your mind existed in a computer, it'd probably mess you up too. On top of that, he's got an extreme fear of dying. Having been more or less brought back from the dead once, Wonder Man does not want to experience it again. And it takes him a while to finally break this fear during the final fight with Michael Korvac. Simon had the realization that I've been brought back to life as a powerful person, and more powerful than I've ever been. There must be a reason for it, and I need to be up to that task. This is where people start to pick up more on the Wonder Man character as he leaves for Hollywood and attempts to become an actor. Like, this is what people think of when they think of Wonder Man. Throughout his time acting, he'd have roles like Mr. Muscles on Uncle Elmer's Show. Just the Uncle Elmer Show is just so silly to me. Anyway, he'd have other various acting and stuntman gigs, including the starring role on Monster Man, which really ticked off Ben Grimm because it was basically about the Thing's life. And there's an issue where the two of them hash it out, you know, using fists sometimes, and it's pretty interesting. He'd also become best friends with Hank McCoy, aka the Beast, and they'd have a handful of adventures together during the Avengers comics. And when there's this roster shakeup, because every once in a while you gotta have a big Avengers roster shakeup, Simon decides to leave and help found a new team of heroes in California, the illustrious West Coast Avengers. Along with Wonder Man, the team had Tigra, Mockingbird, Iron Man, but not Tony, it was Rhodey, and another of my favorite characters, Hawkeye. And the team would get into plenty of hijinks, including being a guest on the Dave Letterman show. Simon himself would later appear on Johnny Carson as well. And this is the period where we'd see the previously frightened of dying and claustrophobic Wonder Man become a more narcissistic version of himself. Like, the confidence went above and beyond. And after a bunch of adventures, Marvel did a poll asking who the best Avenger without their own series was, and lo and behold, Wonder Man won the vote. He'd get his own comic for 20 plus issues. It wasn't groundbreaking or anything, just a bunch of adventures where Wonder Man got to be the front and center, but still, dude won a fan vote and got a comic all his own. Meanwhile, in West Coast Avengers, he was helping fend off people like Doctor Doom and the Abomination. He'd also star as the villain of the fourth film in a franchise within the Marvel Universe called Akron. I guess that was a pretty big deal for him. We start to get a bit of an awkward love triangle as Simon develops feelings for the Scarlet Witch, who is married to Vision, a robot made with Simon's brainwaves and kind of his brother, like we said before. And Simon gets a little bit selfish when Vision gets disassembled and reassembled as a mindless automaton. Wanda asks Simon to allow his brainwaves to be used again to rebuild Vision's personality, and Simon refuses. The thought is put out there that Vision and Scarlet Witch's relationship may have been completely predicated on the fact that it was Simon's mind, and he himself had those feelings for Wanda. So, told ya, it's awkward. This is around the time that Wonder Man finally learns that he is, in fact, immortal, while in Hades, duking it out with Blackheart and Mephisto, and his little brother Grim Reaper, of course. In the West Coast Avengers, they disband, and Wonder Man wound up on this team called Forceworks. Now, Forceworks was totally Marvel, trying to pull that Youngblood, Image, extreme Rob Liefeld crowd. The idea of the team was that Tony Stark wanted to start a squad with a more X-Force than X-Men philosophy on superheroing, if you catch my drift. It lasted like 22 issues, but Wonder Man was thought dead by the end of the first damn mission, though it was all thanks to the Kree once again attempting to invade for the 300th time. He gets disintegrated, but like we said already, dude is immortal and made of ionic energy, so eventually Scarlet Witch does bring him back from particle form, and he and Wanda date for a bit, but that goes south thanks to her still having feelings for Vision. Now, during Civil War, Simon would be blackmailed into working for S.H.I.E.L.D. because he's human. Dude didn't learn from back in the 60s, and he misappropriated funds from his own nonprofit. So S.H.I.E.L.D. is basically like, you're going to help us with pro-registration stuff, like hunting and capturing unregistered vigilantes, or your ass is going to jail. After that, he joined the Mighty Avengers for a hot minute, hooks up with Ms. Marvel. Now Captain Marvel, no, he wasn't a perv messing around with Kamala Khan. Get your heads out of the gutter. And here's where things take an interesting turn. We enter the period where Norman Osborn creates his own Dark Avengers team who take heroism to a slightly villainous level. Of all people, the Lethal Legion tries to stop them, and Wonder Man joins to try to help, winding up in jail for his efforts. Later, Wonder Man starts to feel that teams like the Avengers are actually bad for the world, and thinks they need to be stopped. So he starts a group called, this is such a dumb name, the Revengers. It's an interesting squad consisting of Anti-Venom, which was Eddie Brock at the time, Atlas, the one and only Captain Ultra. Man, Captain Ultra is such a weird character. Century, not the Century, but like C-E-N-T-U-R-Y. He was also a member of Forceworks. My boy D-Man, and the fifth incarnation of Goliath, and a couple others. And they sort of wage war on the Avengers. The goal is to force the Avengers to disband. Not to kill them or anything. He just wants it to end. And that fails, of course. And eventually Simon comes crawling back to Captain America like, hey, sorry about that whole end in your team thing. Can we still be friends? And it's Cap. So, of course, he's like, yeah, we're fine. I get it. This is around the time that Wonder Man whoops Red Hulk, by the way. I told you, dude is strong. Wonder Man eventually becomes part of the series I mentioned at the beginning of all this, Uncanny Avengers, it showed the character in a whole new light for me and really did make me appreciate how he could be used. So kudos to the writing for that. I believe it was Jerry Dugan's run, or was it still Rick Remender then? I can't remember. Kudos to both, because I really liked that series altogether. Gonna have to coax someone into doing an episode with me of that at some point in the near future. So, remember I said earlier that Simon sacrificed himself to stop the Celestial Executioner, who I think was summoned by the Apocalypse Twins? It's been a hot minute. But yeah, he was absorbed by Rogue, so she would have these crazy powers and be able to make use of them. That lasts until a trip to Counter-Earth sees the High Evolutionary try to pry Wonder Man's consciousness out of her. It doesn't quite work, and here's where it gets super weird. Rogue kisses Deadpool at some point. Don't know why or when. And Deadpool's healing factor somehow frees Wonder Man's essence from Rogue's body, and he becomes whole again. The dude has been dead and or missing a bunch of times, and in my opinion, it's because Marvel doesn't like having Superman-level heroes just sitting on the table all the time. It's the same reason guys like The Sentry have to die for long periods. If these characters are around, then there's less need to worry and less need for other heroes, so you constantly have to backburner them when they're not being used for a specific story. But when he's around, Wonder Man has had some interesting things happen to him, and he's lived a wild life in the 616. He's been hero, villain, particles floating in space, and everything in between, even a conscientious objector. And this isn't even the whole history of Wonder Man. I hopped all over the place. I skipped some stuff, and there's more I didn't touch on. Like his role as a member of the Underground during Secret Empire, for example, fending off Hydra. Is his name a bit too 1940s? Sure. Has he had some atrocious costumes? Oh my sweet God, yes. Especially the one that makes him look like a walking Christmas tree. What a horrible piece of crap. Like, go look it up. There have been 100 attempts at costumes for poor Simon Williams, and he's just gone through so many. It's pretty bad. Now, for my money, the best Wonder Man costume is the simple black bodysuit, no sleeves, red boots, red belt, the red W across the chest, and the red sunglasses. No green, no stupid red jacket, and that's the best Wonder Man costume, period. I want a shirt with that red W across. I'd rock that thing. If anybody can find it, let me know. If you've never done so, I suggest checking out a couple Wonder Man stories, or at least watching a video about them or something. For me, the most interesting superheroes are often the ones that are overlooked, because they're the ones that aren't the A-listers, and they are truly allowed to live and make mistakes. And as I believe I have said in my episode about Ben Reilly from a while back, go check that one out, by the way. I'm really proud of it. It was episode 50. Those characters are the ones who make the 616 truly alive, because you get to watch them stumble and fall and regroup, and we don't always have to go back to the status quo for them. They can keep on evolving. And Wonder Man, because of that, isn't as lame as you think he is, people. Trust. Put some respect on that name. And see you next week. Go read some comics. And that's a wrap for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please give us a 5-star review and leave us a user review on your favorite podcast app. It'll really help the show continue to grow and find new listeners. You know what else will? Tell a friend. Tell 10. If they like comics, they should know about the comics that we love. If you want to support the show and get lots of extra podcasts and other content as well, there is a Patreon that helps keep the lights on and internet connected so that we can continue bringing you that sweet nerd media. Links to that in the show notes. Thanks for listening to the show, and as always, keep reading, keep dreaming. Peace.
The comics that we love.